This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is happening on Saturday. It is the Big Lamb Show annual event. Rebecca Melton in with a couple of young people involved. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So are you guys ready for all this?
Absolutely. It's going to be a great time.
So talk about what all is happening on Saturday. What happens during the very long day, it looks like, at the Lamb Show?
Oh, absolutely. So we have a very packed day. Starting at 8 a.m., we have 4-H and FFA kids from all around the county are going to start showing their lambs, their projects that they've had for several months. Going on through that morning, starting at 9, there will also be a U.S. Sheep Shearing Championship competition that'll be happening.
Wait, say that again.
U.S. Sheep Shearing Championship competition. Nope. You just want to trip me up.
Nobody can say that three times fast.
I know that I can't. That's for sure.
And talk about, that's kind of a unique opportunity.
Yeah, I heard that we had to propose, well, not we, I didn't do it, but our Douglas County Livestock Association put out a bid to host this championship competition and won that bid, and so they get to host it this year. So that should be a lot of fun to see sheep shears from all over coming to compete.
Wow, pretty cool. And a lot of people didn't even realize that was a thing. So talk about the Lamb Show part. How many young people are you going to have out there on Saturday?
For 4-H and FFA kids, we have about 270 registered to show this year, which is great. There will also be some open class competitors that'll start at 10 that day, too. So overall, I can't even tell you how many will be there.
Wow. And then later in the day, you've got the barbecue.
Yes, the barbecue starts at 4:30. It'll be 4:30 to 6:30 Saturday evening. It is a well-known barbecue that's been going on for many, many years. This is the 86th annual Lamb Show, so that might tell you about how long some of these festivities have been going on.
So you weren't around when it started?
I don't think I'm, 90 years old.
But not even close. Okay. And then the big auction.
Yeah, and then we have our 4-H and FFA auction. So that's sponsored by the Roseburg Rotary Club. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's open to the public. We welcome new bidders, old bidders, anyone who wants to come and support these kids and their projects that are going on in the community.
Perfect. We got a couple of the young people in here now. Let's talk to Hannah Mathwig. Did I get your name right?
Yes.
All right, and you are from the Oakland FFA, right?
Yeah.
So is this your first year doing this?
This is going to be my 7th year selling a market animal, my 2nd year selling an FFA, and then the rest of the years I sold in 4-H.
Wow, so you've been involved since you were really young.
Yes.
Now, how'd you get involved?
I got involved through my mother, who was always a big person in 4-H, and I came across the livestock, and I found sheep, and I thought that they were, the animal I wanted to work with.
So do you guys have a farm or some acreage?
Yeah, we have a small farm with about 20 sheep, 10 goats, and a cow.
So this keeps you busy?
Yeah, very busy.
So what have you been doing to get ready for this Saturday?
I have been working with my market lamb every single day. I've been feeding him and practicing with him, calculating my expenses, as well as just getting to know him and getting him comfortable with me and working with him and setting him up for show.
And when you are showing a lamb, what is it supposed to do?
When you're showing a lamb, you want his legs to stay square and his back to be flat. You want his head to be up and his neck to be at a 90 degree angle and look like a nice lamb.
So this is kind of like modeling.
Yeah, sort of. You got to get the right pose.
Wow. So I'm guessing that lambs aren't always wanting to be acting like you want them to.
Definitely not. They have an attitude, especially on the show days, I would say.
And what's the funnest part of doing this?
I would say just seeing your lamb come, your lamb's growth, and you get your lamb and they're small and they're little and they're scared of you, and then at the end they've grown a bond with you, they've grown up, they've matured, and just seeing their change over time.
And are you going to be in school next year?
Next year I will be a junior.
So do you have any ideas about a career?
I've been thinking of going into the medical field.
So probably not related to 4-H FFA.
Probably not, but I do hope that I can still have a small hobby farm and support 4-H and FFA to the best of my ability.
All right, let's talk to Keeley Guthrie from the Tyee Mountain 4-H Club. How long have you been involved in this?
I've been in 4-H for 9 years, and I've been in FFA for 4 years.
And how'd you get started?
I got started by seeing all the kids up above me showing animals, and I just felt that would be something I want to do.
Now, do you guys have property?
Yes, we do. And we have about 13 ewes that we breed and sell the lambs to younger kids for 4-H and FFA.
So what's an average day like on your farm?
Wake up early in the morning, go out, feed my animals, and check on everyone else out there and make sure everyone's all right and everything else you got to do on the farm.
So once you've done that in the morning, that's it?
No, there's a lot more to it, but that's a long story.
So, I mean, this is like an all-day thing.
It can be sometimes.
And an everyday thing, animals don't take the weekend off.
No, they do not.
So when you start working with this, it's 7 days a week, 24/7 to some extent.
Yeah, sometimes.
So what do you like best about doing it?
I just love the opportunities that you get and being able to go out there, show people what you do, and just be able to show off your project and enjoy the time.
So what grade are you going to be in next year?
I will be a freshman in college next year.
So you maybe have a plan.
Yes, I do.
What is it?
I'm going to attend Arizona State University, the WP Carr Business School, and yeah.
And what do you want to do after that?
After that, I will come back and take over my dad's business of Country Financial.
So you are not only into animals, but you're into finances.
Yes.
Why finances?
Well, I grew up with it. My dad's been doing it for the entire time that I've been alive, and I've just seen how much passion he has for it, and I want to do it as well.
All right, sounds good. Rebecca, anything people ought to know here as they're thinking about coming out on Saturday?
Yeah, it's a free community event. There's definitely things happening all day long from that 8 in the morning through probably we'll be there till 11:30 at night. So come on out. It's great event for the whole family that you can bring. The barbecue is open to the public. There's a fee for that, and that's sponsored by the Douglas County Livestock Association. There's more information that you can find at dclivestock.org or roseburgrotaryfoundation.org.
All right, Rebecca, Keeley, and Hannah, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much for having us.
8:39 at the Morning Report.